Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, sports gambling provides memorable moments, some good, some bad. And last night was one of those such memories. It was Boise State and Wyoming. We battle for 3+ hours, finally get in a position where Boise State is covering the number, up 16 points with less than a minute to go. Our tickets at a minus 13.5. Wyoming gets sacked on first down. Then we tackle him inbounds on second down. So the clock's running, 15 seconds to go. The Cowboys have no timeouts. They complete a pass near the sideline to the 50. The guy's able to spin and darts to the end zone, another 50 yards. So with 4 seconds on the clock, Wyoming completes a 74-yard touchdown pass, and we lose the game. Fast forward 2 hours to the marquee matchup between UCLA and Villanova. Nova's up 10 late in the second half. They let it slip away. And the one thing we don't want to see happen is overtime. And sure enough, it goes to OT and UCLA gets the cover and we rip up the plus 4.5. So everything went perfect for us on Wednesday when we go 8-0. Long Beach State rallied from 10, went to overtime and got the cover. Last night, it was the reverse. So, gambling gods, let's call it even. Stop picking on me. We're back to even. Let's call it good. And, yeah, let's hope it's good for now because those were a couple tough beats last night. But we move on. New day today. So, on the podcast, it's going to be busy. The one thing we're not going to give you on this podcast is our NFL plays. That will be dropped in a little bit as a special edition NFL podcast. We got too much to cover today. So, let's get right to it. College football. We're going to give you the plays that we provided on the college football only special edition podcast on Thursday. So let's recap those. It is Iowa minus 4.5 against Minnesota. It is Wake Forest minus 2 against NC State. Memphis minus 5.5 against East Carolina. Louisiana Lafayette and the Raging Cajuns minus 6.5 at Troy. Florida State plus 2.5 against Miami. UAB plus 4.5 against Marshall. Baylor plus 6 against Oklahoma. Michigan minus 2 at Penn State. Northwestern plus 25 at Wisconsin. Vanderbilt plus 21 against Kentucky. And New Mexico State plus 51 against Alabama. And now let's get to the 3 additional games we're going to give you in FCS college football. This is courtesy of that Hero Sports website and a guy by the name of Sam Herter who puts out some projections each week. So the last 2 weeks, we've cherry-picked from the list and picked 3 games. And those 3 games over the last 2 weeks, we're 5-1 on. So not too bad. We like this guy named Sam. So here we go. The 3 games we're going to play today. Number 1, Rhode Island, minus 3 against New Hampshire. Sam is picking Rhode Island to win the game 31-14. That's good enough for me. We're going to play Rhode Island minus the 3. Next up on the card, it is VMI plus 2 at Furman. So wrong team favored here. Sam is picking VMI 28-17. We're going to follow him. We're going to play it. It is VMI plus 2 at Furman. And then the final game we're picking this week off of his card, it is Northern Iowa plus 2.5 at Missouri State. Sam is picking UNI 24-20. So we're going to play the Panthers as well, plus 2.5 at Missouri State. So those are the 3 additional games we're giving you in FCS college football. You add them together, we have 14 college football games on the card for you today. Now let's switch to the Frozen Pond, where last night we lost in Detroit. They could not get the empty netter late, but I didn't feel bad about the play. They won the game in regulation, and there were 0 games in the NHL last night decided by 2 or more goals. Every single NHL game decided by a single goal. And since we only play minus 1.5, we had no avenue to victory last night. So we probably picked the right game. Tonight, we have Detroit minus 1.5 over Montreal. and that's at a plus 195. The Red Wings, 7-6-2 this season. They are 4-2-2 at home, and they've been outscored 48-43 this year. Last time out, they lost to Washington 2-0 on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Canadiens, 4-10-1. They are 1-5 on the road. They have been outscored 50-32 this season. Last time out for the Canadiens, they beat Calgary 4-2 on Thursday. So this is the last game of a four-game homestand for Detroit. I think they're going to avoid the back-to-back home losses tonight. So we're laying the 1.5 with the Red Wings at a plus 195. Next up, we go to the NBA. We're on the hardwood. We play Philadelphia and Indiana under 217.5. The 76ers are 8-4-1 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost 115-109 to Toronto, going over the total on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Pacers are 9-4 to the under this year. Last time out, they beat Utah 111-100, going under the total on Thursday. So the Pacers have had five straight go under the number. Three of those totals were lower than this number. That's enough for me. Under 217.5 is the play between Philadelphia and Indiana. Next up, we go to college basketball. And oh, yes, we got five games for you today in college basketball. Well, let's lead off with South Alabama, plus 14 at Wichita State. South Alabama beat something called Spring Hill by 61 in their opener. Meanwhile, Wichita State had a slugfest against Jacksonville State, where they hung on to win by 3. So South Alabama might be the poster child for the transfer portal. This roster added talent with 5 transfers from Power 5 schools. 14 seems like way too many to me. I'm going to take the Jaguars of South Alabama plus the 14 at Wichita State. Next up on the card, we're going to play James Madison, -1 over Old Dominion. James Madison is projected to be the top team this year in the Colonial Conference, and they even lost their top player to the portal. Meanwhile, ODU is projected to be 7th in Conference USA. Old Dominion defeated Virginia Wesleyan by 20 on Tuesday. This will be game number 1 for James Madison. I like the Dukes. I like the home team, -1 over Old Dominion. Next up on the card, we go to Milwaukee, where it is Eastern Kentucky, +6 at Milwaukee. So welcome, Eastern Carolina, to the Atlantic Sun. This team will be in the mix behind Liberty and Jacksonville State this year, the same Jacksonville State team that I referenced, only lost by 3 at Wichita State on Tuesday. So the Colonials are 2-0 so far this year, with victories of 30 and 29 points. They didn't play anybody, but they won their first two games easily. The Panthers, meanwhile, and their stud Patrick Baldwin are 1-0 after beating North Dakota by 15 in their opener. Later in the year, my pick would likely change, but this early in the season, Milwaukee's still trying to gel together. They got Vin Baker's kid transferred in from Boston College. They have the stud freshman in Baldwin. It's going to take time, so I'm going to take Eastern Kentucky plus the 6 at Milwaukee. Next up on the card, it is the marquee matchup, Texas +7.5 at Gonzaga. Number 1 against number 5, we have heavyweight coaches Mark Few and Chris Beard. Gonzaga beat Dixie State by 34 in their opener. Texas beat Houston Baptist by 44 in their opener. I'm excited to watch the stud freshman Chet Holmgren for the Zags, but the player that I think will steal the show tonight will be Marcus Carr for Texas. The senior transfer from Minnesota is the one to watch tonight, so I'll take the 7.5 points with the Longhorns at Gonzaga. And then to wrap up the college basketball card, we're going to play USC -6.5 over Temple. The Trojans are 1-0. They defeated Cal State Northridge by 40. The Owls are 1-0 after defeating Maryland Eastern Shore by 23. Temple is projected 7th in the American Conference this year. They have good guards, but not as good as USC. USC has tremendous upside again this season and will be capable of making another deep run in the NCAA tournament. In my opinion, the Pac-12 is out to make a statement in the non-conference this season after really being snubbed last year. USC will be up for this one, so I'm on the Trojans -6.5. So that's your college basketball card. Let's go through the college basketball games first here again. We have South Alabama +14 at Wichita State. We have James Madison -1 against Old Dominion. We have Eastern Kentucky +6 at Milwaukee. We have Texas +7.5 at Gonzaga. And we have USC -6.5 at Temple. Then in the NHL, we have Detroit -1.5 against Montreal. That's at a +195. And on the hardwood in the association, we have the Sixers and the Pacers under 217.5. We will drop our NFL card in just a couple hours. So if you want to get our NFL picks, please stay tuned. That podcast will be dropping soon. Thank you for joining us. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.